Okay, welcome everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here discussing Parshas Lech Lecha. Thank you all for joining us. Tonight's shiur is dedicated to Refuah Shlema to Reuven Ben Sara, and we thank the family for sponsoring tonight's shiur, and we hope to hear Besuras Tovos in the future. So, discussing Parshas Lech Lecha, yesterday we opened up with the pasuk of Ve'amin Ba'Hashem Yachshaveh Lo Tzedakah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Avraham Avinu that he's going to have a son. And in next week's parasha, we're going to talk about the Elabakar Ratz Avram and what happened as a result of him running after this calf, led him into the cave. The cave is the Gematria Machpelah. HaMachpelah is 180, Machpelah is 175, indicating to Avraham Avinu the years of his destined life versus the years of his actual life. And the differences, and why Avraham Avinu was drawn to this cave, and what exactly the symbolism entails. So Vayera introduces to us a new element of Avraham Avinu and his steadfast desire to do mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. And yet, you know, we find that despite the fact that he tried to do all this chesed, there are times when he's not able to do so. And so when a person tries to do something good, say Chazal, that when a person tries to do a good deed and he's unable to do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, bestows upon him the benefit of having completed the action even though he wasn't able to even begin it, even though he wasn't able to initiate it. And in the case of Avraham Avinu, it's a story of an individual who struggled for 3 days to find an orach, to find a guest, and each day he was unsuccessful in doing so. And so, on the third day, there were three malachim that came to pass. These three malachim, as we know, were angels. And in, you know, with respect to these angels, is that, you know, we want to understand why were there three malachim. So we answer because one came to, you know, to save Lot. One came to tell the Besura Tova about Yitzchak Avinu and to destroy Sodom. And so all these malachim had different tafkidim, different objectives to complete. And as a result of their mission, this is what enables them to pursue the efforts that they were destined to achieve. So Rabbi Chama tells us that it was the third day. So the question that the Chartika Rav says, how do you know it's the third day? So because every time a person tries to do a mitzvah and they're not able to do so, as we just explained, as Rabbi Nachman from Breslov teaches us, that you create a malach and you create many malachim that come to support you as in the form of divine intercedents that try to help you in your hishtadlus. And so when a person tries to do mitzvahs and he's not able to, the extent to which he tries to do those mitzvahs, he creates a malach. And God forbid if someone does the opposite of a mitzvah, then he creates also what looks like a malach, but it's a weaker form of a malach. So here a person is generating all of these zchusim that serve to help him in later years as a defense. And as a defense for din, for mishpat, and so these malachim, the power of these malachim, are and the strength that they present themselves with, are indicative of the efforts that a person puts into his the strive for mitzvos. Mitzvos, as we know, we're introduced to a lot of mitzvos in these parshios. Briefly speaking, we have mila. Over here we have Hachnasas Orchem. He had tzedakah, giving to others, which doesn't always necessarily refer to money. It refers to time and opening up a house to be gomer chasadim, to treat others in a high degree of respect. So when we look at this, when we look at all of the actions that Avraham Avinu undertakes upon himself, especially at a time when he's not able to do so much. We actually take a step back and say, wow, look at all these great accomplishments he's doing when he's not able to do anything. Imagine how much he could accomplish if he were feeling 100%. So the word mitzvah comes and teaches us something very interesting. It tells us that there's a divine element in everything we do. Mitzvah refers to command. Sometimes in yeshiva, as the kids come home from school, they like to define mitzvah as a good deed. Mitzvah does not mean a good deed. What it means is a command, that God has a right to command, as we, the Jewish people, have an obligation to obey, simply put. So it means that God instructs us what we need to do to get things done, and we have that responsibility to make sure to see to it that it gets done. So mitzvah is four letters, mem tzadi, vav hey. And inside mitzvah, we find Hashem. How? Mitzvah is really yud kei vav kei. That's the Shem Avaya. That's the name of Hashem. And how do we see that this is self-evident? Because the mem is 10 from the back, as the yud is 10 from the front, and the tzadi is 5 from the back, as the hey is 5 from the front. And you're welcome to count it out when you get home. You count it out whenever you like. But mitzvah has a nigla and a nister, or we should say nister and a nigla, that we have something that's hidden and something that's not so hidden, that's something that's revealed. That means that there are elements to the mitzvah itself that become apparent to us, that are very clear to us. And then there are elements to the mitzvah which, although our logic may dictate to understand this is why we have to do something, don't steal, don't murder, honor your father, honor your mother, keep Shabbos, don't have foreign gods, remember God took you out of Egypt. These things make sense to some extent, and to some extent, there are certain hidden elements to this that we may not understand. There's a second level where we can say there are two modes of why a person does a good deed. It could be because he's instructed to do so, and he's doing it because he doesn't really think about what he's doing. The other part of that discussion would say, wait a minute, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's doing it to impress all of his friends and to say, hey, look what a big tzaddik I am. I do everything. I'm such a big righteous person. If that's so the hidden part is, well, we don't understand why a person does good deeds. Is it because he's doing it because he knows he's instructed to do so? Or is the person doing it because he wants to bring honor to himself and to show others that, hey, look, you're not doing it, and you're not doing such a good job. So one can argue from there that there is a plus and a minus. On the one hand, you know, you could be encouraging somebody to do a good deed, even though you yourself may have ulterior motives. And then the flip side of this is, why don't you just do a lishma? Forget about what everyone else thinks and does. Just do it because you're instructed to do so. Ele pekudai. These are your pekudayot. As Ogla says, these are your instructions. You're not able to say to God, today I'll be observant, tomorrow I won't be so observant. You don't have to say that, but a person is able to act that way, and that actually is something that's also very human. To be very flippant and noncommittal. But mitzvah itself has the elements, as we said, that are clear, and then there's elements that are transparent, and there's elements that are translucent, there's elements that are not so clear. So we're able to see these things and to look at Avraham Avinu and ask ourselves, was the motivation of Avraham Avinu such that he was trying to show everybody, hey, look what I'm doing? Or was it because he wants everyone to understand that this is something that's required and this is how we should all behave? We should all try our best to do what we can to help others in need, especially when we see someone who is wandering about in the desert. Surely we want to provide to them something of nourishment. And today, the desert may not be present because we live in America and we're not surrounded by camels and all the livestock of a desert. But it could be that there's an oasis of people out there that are really looking for help, and they're looking for guidance, and they're looking for instruction. And if we have something that we can provide to them in a form, in these three forms, and perhaps others, then we would be acting in a Avram-type world, and we would be able to nourish their potential, to feed it, to provide instruction and guidance. And in that realm, we would be serving these malachim indirectly. We would be serving those that come to us, and we'd be trying to help them out. We know that when someone is not feeling well, they go to a doctor, the doctor helps them. But imagine if the doctor went out and made those house calls looking for people that he can help. And that's the Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not waiting to be called upon. He called upon others to see what can be done to help them. And that's what we call a leader. We're going to be celebrating Avraham Avinu for the next couple of weeks, until we transition over to Yitzchak and Yaakov. But until that time, this coming week for sure is a very big week for Avraham Avinu, because we're going to be celebrating a lifestyle that was emblematic of the highest form of kindness. And when we think of kindness, we really should be thinking about Avraham Avinu. Think about how if somebody was unable to do a good deed, they went out and they struggled to do so. Person is, it, they find it difficult to walk, and yet they made their way to shul. A person, you know, has trouble getting up in the morning, and he struggled with his temptation to stay in bed late, and he got himself to shul. A person who struggles to give charity all of a sudden overcame that challenge and started to give some money to charity. A person who has a difficult time smiling now greets everybody, b'sefer panim yafos. Whatever it is that a person finds to be the greatest challenge, if they're able to address it and overcome it, then they are acting in a gibor-like fashion. Ezer gibor kovish es yitzro, who is a strong person, he who suppresses what his will dictates and makes that will, ase ritzoncha kitzono kidesh da'ase ritzonachem kitzoncha, that we do what Hashem wants, and then as a result, we should have the influence to positively influence others in a manner consistent with Avraham Avinu. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. Thank you for joining us. For Shlema to Reuven Ben Sara, and God willing, tomorrow night we'll continue our discussion at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great night.